Merry Christmas, Boston. Welcome back to Le Frères Heureux, the Christmas special kind of, sort of, Christmas episode. We're not special, but the episode is.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We're kind of special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're special in different ways.
In the bad sense.
That's not quite what I meant, but...
You're not weird. You're just special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like that. What we tell ourselves. Yeah. I am Fraser.
And I am Ewan.
And we are the Happy Brothers. Here to bring you some Christmas joy in the final episode of the Fraser 2023 reboot. And let me tell you, I wasn't disappointed.
No.
Which I'm...
That's good.
Yeah. I was so worried that it was the final episode was going to be a big letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And a big insult to the finale of the original. And I'm happy to say that even though this season has had its ups and downs, it didn't disappoint me in the end, which I'm pretty chuffed about.
Yeah, it's ended on a relative up.
Yeah.
I would say, compared to the rest of the season, which is good.
Yeah. So, Reindeer Games is the final episode. The title really referring to a minor side plot and not what is actually going on at all, sees us at Christmas time, and Fraser is feeling a little bit nostalgic and reminiscing about Martin. We get some nice little nods to the previous series as well, with Martin's dancing Santa and his Rudolph wreath that he's going to hang on the door. And he decides that he wants to throw a big party. And honestly, as soon as I heard that, I was like, I'm on board.
Yep.
The finale of the season, big catastrophic Fraser party.
Yeah.
How else to go out, you know? That's, I can think of worse ways.
Yeah, that's true.
So he invites all of his friends from the bar, everyone that we've met up until now in the series, really. All the firefighters, Provost Sharma is there as well at the bar, which confused me because he seemed so against it.
He's so against it. And then the idea that they would just be like that, he would go to a party hosted by Fraser, doesn't really make an awful lot of sense.
And accept a drink from him as well.
He makes a comment about like, oh, you've run out of champagne already. I wonder where it all went.
Yeah.
And kind of makes a joke that Fraser's drunk at all. At least they're then tying back into the idea that Provost Sharma obviously thinks that Fraser's an alcoholic after the B story. Yeah.
There's a little thing. I'll let it slide because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas, yeah.
And everyone's coming together, so I'll let it go. But we get this classic Crane party. He goes to the bar with like a big scroll. He's like, hear ye, come on, come all to the Crane Christmas party. And I'm like... Yeah, see him still doing that.
It sounds like him. He's obviously not learned ever.
I do like the callbacks as well later on when he talks about how badly the party's going or how badly it could go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I've hosted parties where the ceiling caved in and there was a bird stuck on people's heads and there was a corpse in one as well.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Kind of puts it in perspective a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when you look at it like that, a guy full-on died at one of their dinner parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a man died.
Yeah.
And they just kept partying.
Yep. Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah, but he was a bad guy.
I know, but...
He was a rude old man who nobody liked, so it's fine that he died.
It's still pretty messed up. Partying over his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Freddy, who... has a pretty big role in this episode as well. He's kind of jumping between Fraser's party, helping him out, and Eve's apartment. We get a little bit of characterization that we were hoping for with Eve. Little bit, not as much as I would have liked, but kind of enough to at least acknowledge that she is affected by Adam's death.
Yes, which is good because it's more than we've gotten so far.
Yeah.
Which was what I wanted. I still don't think they went nearly far enough.
No.
But
It was just kind of an acknowledgement.
It was better than the nothing that we've had so far. So.
Correct, yes. She kind of says, like, I don't think I'll come to your dad's party. It's a tough time of year. It's the first Christmas without Adam. Want to just be alone, you know. And Freddy, you know, to his credit, is like, well, you know what? I'll come with you and I'll keep you company. And if I can't do that, I'll bring you food and drink and everything. And that's what he does. And it jumps between. And it's sweet of him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was worried that it was going to lead to some kind of romantic thing. It was going to be him going in and, you know, she would be a bit tipsy and he would be checking up on her and bringing her food and then they'd kiss and I'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
I like that they didn't do that.
Yeah.
I like that they kept it platonic. It was really sweet. Freddy's just a good guy.
Yeah.
He's just a nice man. So we have the party. All the folk from, as I said, from the series up until now pop along, come and mingle. We've got Alan and David play their fun little games.
Yeah.
They try and sneak the names of all seven? Nine? How many reindeer are there?
I don't know. A bunch.
The name of all the reindeers.
Nine?
Is it nine?
Nine including Rudolph.
Nine including Rudolph. Dasher, Donner, Blitzen,
Dancer, Prancer,
Comet, Vixen,
Cupid, eight,
and Rudolph,
nine. I might have miscounted.
I don't know. Anyway, they sneak the names into conversation, and honestly, that seems like a pretty fun game. And I like that Alan's on board with it as well. Stop counting. We'll Google it later.
Sorry.
You're distracting me.
Was Nixon one of the reindeers?
No. Santa. I don't believe it. We've run out of Christmas presents.
Nice.
Honestly, that would be amazing.
That'd be fun.
I'd love that. Yeah, I like Alan and David's little friendship because Alan's so like, go away, don't talk to me. And then David says, let's play a game. And Alan's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This sounds like fun. And they're just like mucking about the rest of the episode. I really like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was sweet. Frasier, so he has this weird like intuition that he's going to get like the three ghosts of Christmas. And I don't really know where that comes from. Freddy does acknowledge it later on. Like, he keeps saying, like, oh... Because he, first of all, he orders 24 Christmas trees in one chair rather than the other way around. And then he starts to, like, say, oh, we're gonna be visited by the three ghosts of Christmas and three bad things are going to go wrong. I'm like, where did you... What? Why do you think that? Where did that come from?
It made up.
It's just a weird kind of framing device for little things to go wrong.
Yeah.
He over whips the creme, what's it called?
Eggnog.
Eggnog. That's thumbsing.
As if that's not very easy to fix.
Excuse me, Mr. Chef. You know how to fix an over whipped eggnog?
Yeah, you just add more of the not whipped bit. Add some more booze and some more cream or milk or whatever.
Nog. And just get some more nog.
Just get some more nog, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to see
you. It's like brandy and cream and egg yolks.
Yeah.
Just add a bit more cream, like not whipped cream, and mix it in. It's the same way that you undo over-whipped regular cream. It's very easy to fix. Frasier's like supposed to be a good chef. He should know that it's very easy to fix.
He's panicking. It's the first of three ghosts.
Yeah.
But yeah, he keeps saying that he's going to be visited by these three ghosts and blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't really go anywhere until he says it again to Freddy. And Freddy's just like, so you're sticking with that metaphor?
Yeah.
Okay. And I like that they at least acknowledged how silly it sounds. Doesn't make it any better. It just, at least they acknowledge
They're just
it.
Lampshading it.
Yeah. I always get lampshading wrong. That's mm-hmm. why I don't use it in tropes, because I always get it wrong what it actually is. Yeah, so we have then just the sort of typical back and forward, you know, with things getting slightly worse on either side. So Freddy starts to bring stuff through to Eve, and that escalates. He then brings Moose and Moose's brother?
I don't know, one of the other firemen, I don't know is a named character. I don't think he has any lines, really.
He says something about being in the Peace Corps, or his brother's in the Peace Corps, or something. I don't know. Whatever. David interrupts them anyway. He takes them through to Eve, and then they sit and watch Hallmark movies, and he brings the Christmas tree through, and there's that. Meanwhile, Fraser, things are just going wrong and wrong and wrong. He orders a goose, and it turns out not to be a cooked goose. Yeah. It is an uncooked goose, and he's got a little harness on, and it's adorable. Really want a goose.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And I really don't like the idea of them killing it at the end of the episode.
Nah. Geese are pretty violent, though.
Yeah. There's no way Fraser could take a geese.
Yeah.
Goose.
A goose.
He definitely couldn't take geese.
Geese.
He might be able to take a goose, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
He gets asked.
Yeah.
And then the string quartet that he ordered was supposed to be the Brandenburg string quartet, but it was the Brandenburg elementary school string quartet or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's a bunch of kids playing, and they're just wild and start wailing on random guests. It's very silly. But it's a classic. It's a classic Fraser farce. Things just going wrong. I don't know. It worked for me.
I think it's not got a bad kind of core to it. I think the humor around it works pretty well.
Yeah.
It has its issues, but...
Yeah, it's not perfect. We've got... Eventually, Freddy takes all of the guests... Or all of the guests realize that there's a party next door. So they all evacuate over to Eve's flat and start partying there while Fraser's busy doing something, and he comes back through and everyone's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, can't help but feel a little bit sorry for him.
Yeah.
But also, it's a crane party. I'd probably do the same thing.
It's definitely not the first time that that's happened.
No. It reminds me of Cam Winston's.
Yeah.
Cam Winston Party 2000, or whatever it is. I don't know. Either way, he's a bit downtrodden, and he goes through to Eve's apartment and sees it all and ends up feeling quite bad about the whole thing. And Freddy feels bad because he was trying to accommodate both guests as well, both parties as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we get Fraser coming through and feeling all sad. And then there's a knock at the door, and who is it? It's Roz. Which would have been so much better if we didn't already, know that Perry Gilpin was coming back because it was so publicized last year, and B, it wasn't in the trailer for this week's episode.
Isn't all over the social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they build it up as a big surprise. Freddie's like, I'm going to get you your gift.
Yeah, your gift.
Your gift this year. It's going to be very special. We don't know what it is exactly. We know that it's something related to his time back in Seattle. So we know it's going to be something nice, and there's a lot of build up to it. And then, it's Roz. And it's really nice seeing Roz again.
It is nice.
It is totally deflated by the fact that we knew it was coming.
Yeah. If that had been an actual surprise, that would have been so good. That would have been so nice. Perry Gilpin looks amazing, by the way. I don't know how old she is now, but holy shit, she looks great.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's still got it. Their back and forth is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They go along to the bar and have a drink in Martin's name, which is really sweet, because Roz and Martin's friendship is so underrated in the original run. In the early seasons, especially...
Mm-hmm.
When the two of them get together for whatever reason, or Roz comes around and she just says hi to Martin and catches up, how's my favorite girlfriend? I love that. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
So the thought that it would go unacknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that she was at the funeral as well, though.
Probably would have been, assuming she's still in Seattle.
That's a good point. It doesn't actually say.
They don't say much about what she's got going on.
No. They say that Alice is all grown up with a boyfriend.
All grown up, yeah.
So we worked this out last week, didn't we?
She'd be 24, 25,
I think. Yeah, so mid-20s, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it makes sense, I guess, that she's off at college, got a boyfriend, going off with them for Christmas. For me, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan of the original show, it was nice, right?
Yeah.
But I do have my issues with how far they were leaning into the nostalgia here. for, because we have spoken about this before, like for new audiences who wouldn't fully appreciate those references or those jokes or who Roz really is to Frasier.
Yeah.
And I know you're the one who said it, but I know realistically there's probably not many people watching the reboot that haven't watched the original, but
yeah,
in defining who they are as a series, the series does feel very different on the whole, so having these references does, I don't know, I feel like it might not work for a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really liked having Roz back, just in general. Mm-hmm. Very nice to see Roz again. It was pretty underwhelming because I didn't feel like we got much of her character, really. A lot of what she does is kind of come in and just sort of have a very generic chat with Frasier. Just like, oh, hello, how are you? It's me. Freddy asked me to come here.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to have a drink. And then they go over and have the drink. And then there is some of it when she's talking about Martin, the way that she's sort of getting on at Frasier and saying, like, you need to get a grip and understand that Freddy's being there for Eve, and that's a really good thing for him to be doing. And then she kind of makes a comment about, she makes a comment about Alice having a steady boyfriend and how they're clearly very different. And then she makes a comment about going off to the party with the fireman, which is like, a lot of that has her personality in it. But that's like a minute. There's like very little there where we're really seeing what she's like. And it's just, it's a bit generic, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely would have liked more of it. It was a nice cameo.
Yeah.
But I think that's all it really was.
Yeah.
Rather than a guest appearance, you know, it was more of a cameo kind of thing.
Yeah. I was thinking about like the, you know, episodes of Frasier where a Cheers character would show up. Mm-hmm. It would always be like an episode was about the fact that they were there.
Yes, absolutely.
They never really just had, like, you know, 5 minutes before the end of the episode. Oh, Norm's here. Hello, Norm. And then Norm goes, hello, I am Norm. Remember from back in Boston? And then that was the end of the episode. That was it. Norm. Yeah. Like, that's it. You know, so it's kind of weird seeing Roz in that capacity.
Yeah.
As nice as it is to see her again. So overall, I'm not criticizing it. I just, it becomes a little bit frustrating because it would have been nicer to get like a whole episode of her.
Yeah, it could have been better, absolutely. But that said, yeah, I liked what we got. It was nice to see her. And then we end the episode on a nice high as well. The two of them go back to Frasier's apartment and everyone set the table. All the close people, the close family, friends and family have all set the table and they're having a big dinner waiting for Frasier to come along, and they have a nice, you know, Merry Christmas, and that was really nice. And that's that's how the episode ends, is them sort of coming together at Christmas, and Freddie says to Freddie like how proud he is of him and all that stuff, and it's really nice. We get, there's a wee moment before that as well with Freddie and Eve, where she kind of acknowledges that, you know, she lost her partner, Frasier lost his father, but Freddie lost both.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that because I didn't really consider that up until now, until that point. I was like, yeah, shit, she's right.
Yeah.
We've kind of, Freddy's kind of sat in the middle, but yeah, he did lose his best friend and his grandfather very recently. And I liked the acknowledgement of that. And his, he didn't wave it away, but his coping mechanism of that was to take care of them, take care of other people. And play the hero, as he says. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. And a bit more characterization for Freddy as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a line, Frasier says something like, oh, you're a lot like your granddad in that way. He would always do that. He would put everyone else first. Which is very nice.
It is.
And very true.
And ties it together, yeah.
Kind of wish they could have demonstrated that rather than just telling us
what Freddy was looking after them.
Well, no, like we see Freddy taking care of everybody, which is nice, but he doesn't really show much that he's sad or upset.
I see what you mean.
Sorry, and then at the end, they just kind of go like, oh, you're just like your grandpa. That's what he used to do. And it's like, okay, great. Well, it's not like we've been given an example of a time when Martin did that.
Yeah.
And then also we're seeing Freddie doing it as well. And then the audience puts together that the two of them are similar. We just have Frasier saying, you're a lot like your grandpa. And it was similar with Eve. Like, we basically don't see her actually being upset. We just have her saying to Freddie, I am upset, so I am not going to come to the party.
Yeah.
And then we get one scene of her when she's sitting by herself watching this sad Hallmark movie. And then for the rest of the episode, she's just fine.
She gets cheered up.
Yeah. She's just like playing a drinking game and having a good time with her friends. And then suddenly she's hosting the party instead of attending the party. And it's like nothing. There's no actual emotion there.
Yeah. The Eve thing, whilst the acknowledgement was nice, again, that definitely could have been done better as well.
Yeah.
You know, if Freddie had been like, oh, where's Eve? She's not at Fraser's party. And then gone through the room and seen her really upset. And then you know, intervened and tried to make her feel better.
Yeah.
That would have worked.
Yeah. We could have actually had a fairly shocking moment of like, you know, Eve is, she says she's fine and she seems to be doing okay. And then suddenly we see her really upset. And she's
breaking down, yeah.
Would work. Or having her actually have like a breakdown about how upset she is that this is her first Christmas without Adam and all that. And instead they kind of just like tell you that she's sad and then they don't actually show you her being sad.
Yeah. Or very minimally.
Anyway. Very, very minimally. It's like Freddie asks if she's okay and she says that she's fine in a sad way.
Yeah.
That's it. I've been saying this whole time that like I was getting really frustrated by the fact that Eve seems to be so blasé and like overly chirpy and positive for someone who clearly has had a really hard time for the past year. They've set her up that she has this quite difficult life. She's a single mother. She's basically a widow. She wasn't married, but she's basically a widow. She's living alone with a child and she's effectively by herself. She's going to be very, very upset. And they don't show you any of that. And this whole time I was waiting for them actually demonstrating that. And that's the best that they could muster up. And it's frustrating.
It is.
Better than nothing.
But yeah, better than nothing.
Marginally.
Yeah. Overall, I think this was probably the best episode of the series. I don't know if you agree or not. I really enjoyed it. I'm very hit and miss on the Christmas episodes in general. I love some of them, and I really don't like other ones.
Yeah.
This one, I really quite enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice round off to the episode. I found myself laughing at a lot of the little silly jokes. I liked Freddy's, you know, characterization a little bit, him helping people. That's who he is. He is a hero, as he says.
Mm-hmm.
I liked seeing Roz. I liked the ending. I really liked the ending. I really liked that it wasn't a cliffhanger. Yeah. I really liked that it tied everything up nicely. There's obviously, you know, it does leave the door open to come back. You know, that's not all of the father-son bonding that they could have done.
Yeah.
But I liked that it tied it off enough to not... I wouldn't be sad if it got cancelled, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
And the credit sequence I thought was super, super sweet.
It is quite funny.
With the kids, the string quartet, playing the theme song really badly. I thought that was a really, really nice touch.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorite credit sequences from the whole show.
Okay.
Right. I thought it was really, really, really cute.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And that's my thoughts.
That's your thoughts. I wouldn't necessarily disagree that it's the best that we've had so far. I would maybe put it pretty much on par with, I thought the third and fourth episodes were both really quite good. I would put it around about them. I think I gave both of them 3 cups out of 5. I don't know if, did you give a score?
I didn't yet.
You didn't?
I was waiting to hear yours.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
I'm going to give it three cups out of 5. Because I think it's certainly got stuff to like. Very nice having Roz back. Thought some of the humor was really good. I really liked some of the jokes that they were making about Eve watching like the Hallmark Christmas movies and making fun of it, because I really do quite enjoy a bad Hallmark Christmas movie.
Of course you do.
They're so stupid, and I love laughing at how stupid they are, which is everyone's defense for people who secretly actually just enjoy watching them. But it's like jokes about how generic they are and making comments like every one of those films is the exact same, that you can predict all of the dialogue, and like Moose not getting that it's just a generic, boring film. Like, he's totally hooked. This is the most unique film he's ever watched. It's very funny. And them talking about like, oh, it's so generic and cheesy, even by Hallmark standards. It's called A Christmas for the Holidays. I thought that was really funny, because that's what these are all called.
Oh,
all these
Hallmark
100%. Christmas movies. Like, this is, it's a really funny thing to be poking fun at. And I enjoyed that. And then we get all the stuff with Moose and Olivia.
Moose and Olivia, that was nice, yeah.
Comes a little bit out of left field, but overall, I quite liked it.
I thought it was sweet.
I thought it was really pretty sweet. I thought they had a nice moment with the two of them when, like, they, you know, she tears up the paper and makes it snow, and then they have a kiss, and, like, I'm interested to see if that actually goes somewhere. But, yeah, it works.
It does.
That was funny. Yeah, some of the jokes around the dinner party going wrong were pretty good.
I like the goose.
Weren't incredible. It wasn't the best, like, you know, setting things up to fail and then watching it in like that nice domino effect where like they set up stuff that's obviously going to go wrong, and then you see it going wrong and Fraser having to lie to all of his guests, and then it ends with everyone leaving in a very humorous fashion, which is what would always happen originally. Instead, it's just like a few things go wrong in a kind of funny way, and then one by one, everyone leaves the party, and then Fraser's sad about it, and then everyone comes back at the last minute, and he has the perfect dinner party that he wanted the whole time, and it's like, oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah.
All right.
Another thing that I've been complaining about throughout the whole season is that they're not willing to commit to any kind of like conflict or like consequences for the shenanigans that they're getting up to, which is like the core of the sitcom dynamic. Like, you're setting up situations and then you're watching them go wrong, but we're not doing that. We're just going, Fraser's throwing a party, it's funny that three bad things happened during the party, but then they get fixed, and then the party is fine, the end. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
I guess there's like there is that little bit of conflict between him and Freddy.
Yeah.
But then that's kind of waved off by Roz saying, like, come on, put yourself together. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. You know? Like, they're barely having any conflict during it, and then they have one bit of, Fraser leaves and then comes back 2 minutes of screen time later, and everything's fine again. It's like,
but then they all say Merry Christmas. And
they all say Merry Christmas, and I guess that's what Christmas is all about: family and friendship and geese.
I do like,
and Hungarian goose. And I've been watching the Christmas specials.
Hungarian goose.
Yeah. I'm watching the Christmas way he specials says that again. You know, it's it'll be interesting to see. Oh, you know what? Sorry, you give your rating first, and then we can see where it lines up in terms of the other Christmas specials.
I gave it a 4. I gave it 4 cups of coffee. This is probably my favorite episode of the season. I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the vibes it gave off. It was entertaining. It had little funny moments, and it had a sweet ending. And that's kind of what I was looking for. I think it tied off the series quite nicely. It's had its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's about as good as I was expecting it to be, or expecting it could be.
Yeah.
As it came to a close. So,
yeah,
I'm happy. I'm feeling happy enough now that it's ended. I'm not coming away from it feeling hugely disappointed, which I was really quite worried about.
Yeah. they've managed to not ruin my enjoyment of the original run of the show, yeah, which is something that would have been a possibility.
Yep, absolutely.
It's still not quite justified bringing it back.
No, I don't think so.
The cons have outweighed the pros.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything in this series that I couldn't have lived without.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. The Return of Roz was sweet, but really kind of meaningless. Lilith was not done justice at all.
No.
And none of the new characters were so enjoyable that it really, like...
Not really at all.
there was nothing really that I, having now seen it, couldn't have gone without.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were going to say something before I gave my rating.
Oh,
how it stacks up.
Stacks up compared to other Christmas specials.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think we can probably both agree that it's better than Miracle on 3rd or 4th Street.
Right? Definitely enjoy it more. Yeah.
But, to be honest, other than that, I don't know how it would stack up compared to the others. I think this might be second to last place for me. Frasier Grinch I don't particularly enjoy, but I would say it's probably better than Frasier Grinch.
I remember enjoying it a lot more.
Not as good as Frasier Grinch.
I remember enjoying it a lot more on our rewatch, because I never used to like Frasier Grinch, but I remember enjoying it a lot more. What ones do? Season 2 doesn't have one.
Season 4 doesn't. Perspectives of Christmas, it's not beating. That's one of my favourite episodes of the whole show. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Moskowitz. Similarly, one of the best episodes of the whole show.
What's it called? Arguments on Christmas.
Fight Before Christmas.
Fight Before Christmas.
No, it's not as good as that. Maybe.
It's different because that's very plot focused.
It is. That's true.
I'd maybe enjoy this more as like a one-off Christmas special.
Yeah.
But as an episode of Frasier, it's maybe not better, if that makes sense.
Merry Christmas.
I seem to remember enjoying Merry Christmas this time.
Is season 8
as well.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's, is it We Two Kings?
We Two Kings, I think, is season 10.
Probably enjoyed it more than We Two Kings.
We Two Kings isn't great.
Yeah. Not as good as High Holidays, though.
Not as good as High Holidays.
I'm trying to think what season 9's is. Does it have one?
It might possibly not.
Can't remember. Yeah, it's, I think it holds up. I think it holds up against the Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
And I think that's about as much as we could have asked for. Like, on average, it's probably still below the halfway mark if we take them all in. But that, considering the quality of some of the Christmas episodes in the original run, that's not necessarily a bad thing, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's us. We can do some highlights. Do you have a highlight of this episode? The goose? That's my highlight.
I think the thing that probably got the biggest reaction out of me, probably would have been Roz if it weren't for the fact that I knew she was going to appear, which unfortunately did dampen it a little bit. And as nice as it was having it back, I don't think there's any one moment of Roz being there that was particularly special or funny. I think the thing I'm going to have to give the highlight to is A Christmas for the Holidays. I think that's just a really funny joke.
It is, yeah.
I think the idea of making a Christmas film so generic that that's what it's just called, A Christmas for the Holidays, is really funny.
It's so realistic.
It's so realistic.
Yeah, yeah, completely agree. I'm giving it to the goose in the little harness.
Oh, goose.
Because he was adorable.
He is very cute.
Yeah.
We like a goose.
Or she.
Yeah.
They were cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little goose.
Press Y to honk. Honk if Thatcher's dead.
Honk. Margaret Scratcher's dead. Honk if Scratcher's dead. No, that's poor
no, Margaret poor Scratcher. Cat. We like Margaret Scratcher.
So I guess the final question then, unless you want to do some kind of like a debrief episode.
Yeah. I mean, we've now got our episode rankings. Do you want to do a quick little summary next week? I can plug them into the spreadsheet and I can see how this season's ranked compared to the previous seasons.
I think we could do.
In terms of average episode score.
We'll definitely have to consider other elements, especially the fact that this is only 10 episodes, so the average is likely to be higher, regardless of what the scores were.
I don't know if it will be.
Possibly not. You were pretty harsh on a lot of them.
I was. I think this might wind up being my lowest rated season.
I wouldn't be surprised. But also, like this, you know, I've given this a 4. That's a Frasier reboot 4.
Yeah.
That's not a classic Frasier 4.
That's true.
So we might have to grade it on a different scale. But it would still be interesting to see. So we could do that. I was going to say if you want to give me a highlight for the rest of the season, but you might have to think about that.
I would have to think about it.
Yeah. Let's do that then. Let's do a wee debrief. Can check our prediction. We can go back and check our predictions.
We can.
And see how they stacked up.
We can. I want people to go back and listen to the episode that we did where we were making our predictions, and I want them to listen to me saying, I reckon Eve's got a baby. I called it before the episode came out.
I don't remember that. I'll have to listen back.
It's talking about how Eve had a baby because there's like toys and you can see a little baby chair in the apartment and one scene, one little... I went through with a fine-tooth comb.
You're too smart for your own good.
I am. I've ruined things for myself. I can't just enjoy. This is why I need to watch the dumbest films possible to find enjoyment. Because if I watch a film that's actually intelligent,
really sad when you
I just
that.
Have to... Yeah.
I have to dumb myself down to have fun.
I do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on this journey. The Frasier 2023 reboot. Will there be a Frasier 2024 reboot as well?
Who knows? Season 2.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
They're not going to reboot it again. It's another season.
Imagine
one.
They did. He moves out to, like, Chicago.
That'd be pretty fun.
He already lived in Chicago.
He didn't.
No.
He did.
Yeah, but San Francisco he was going to go to.
Yeah.
He moves out to New Jersey.
Frasier on the Jersey Shore.
Honestly, I'd still watch it. You know what? I'd still watch it.
Yeah.
But yes, that's us. Again, we'll do a little debrief bonus episode next week. But for now, it's goodbye from me.
And also goodbye from me.
Yeah, that's it. You got the two Ronnies, you know. Yes, we will say...
I was supposed to say it's goodbye from him. That was what the two Ronnies did.
Well, yeah, but we're not both named Ronnie.
That's true.
If we were, then it would work. But
yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everyone. Have good mental health. And thank you for listening.
And happy holidays. It's Christmas special.
And happy holidays. From us to you.